الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the translation of the khutbah of today which is titled by Three Houses Guaranteed in the Jannah. Began the khutbah by khutbah al-hajj as you hear and as usual. And then I said that Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala reported in his book Sunan on the authority of Abu Umama Sadi ibn Ajlan al-Bahili radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَضِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا. I guarantee a house in the lower rank of the Jannah for one who stops arguing even if he is right. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And another house in the middle of the Jannah for one who abandoned lying even if he is joking. وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقُهُ. And I guarantee a house in the higher rank of the Jannah for one who beautify his manners and characters. This hadith is authenticated by Albani rahimahullah. Our people, three houses in three levels or ranks in the Jannah are guaranteed. And any house at any place in the Jannah is a great blessing. Because the Jannah cannot contain anything but good. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is guaranteeing these three houses for those who can be upon those three good manners and characters. He is the guarantee, and he is the one who never speaks out of desire, but he is only a revelation. And this means that the guarantee is Allah. Is Allah, because it's a revelation. Argument, this sickness and illness that removes the love between the Muslims, removes the brotherhood, destroys the brotherhood and fill the chests deeply with hatred and replace the light with darkness, converts palaces to graves, and it is too much in this life. Nothing is good in it. May Allah Ta'ala reduce it. Arguing, which is called in other ways false debate or challenge in religion, in the matters of religion, nothing good in it. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ is encouraging every Muslim who hopes and wishes a house in the Jannah just to avoid those two bad characters and be upon all good manners and characters. This bad character and what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم warned against, the believer should stay away from it. No argument in religion. You just offer what you have with the proofs and evidences and stay away. Step away from that place where the argument is existing. So do your best, O slaves of Allah, to avoid this bad manner and character. Are you who hope a house guaranteed in the rabab of the Jannah, meaning the entrance of the Jannah? If you be honest with Allah in abandoning and avoiding arguing, Allah will help you leaving it. And then you go gradually in performing jihad against your own self. This soul which only calls you to all bad manners and characters and all bad actions and sayings, as Allah Ta'ala called it in the Quran, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءٍ. Indeed, soul is only a caller to the evil. So when you practice the jihad against your soul, yourself, you're going to go gradually to the highest. And now you got the house in the entrance of the Jannah by controlling yourself and arguing, and you stopped arguing. So now you are promoted as a prize from Allah Ta'ala because you did that. You avoided arguing. You are promoted now to stop the other or to fight against yourself and leaving the other bad manners, which is lying, as Jesus said, وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And I guarantee a house in the middle of the Jannah for one who never lies, even if he is joking. Look at that. How many people today lie and they say it's only a joke? It's only a joke. What if Rasulullah ﷺ never mentioned it? They do that although they know that Rasulullah ﷺ already warned against it. No lying, even if it is a joke. No lie. People today lie even when they are serious. They don't joke for silly things. Why? It is because they find lying, even in joking, something simple. And Rasulullah ﷺ warned us. He said that the believer should never lie. Why? Because once you lie and it becomes a habit, you never stop it. And you will never hesitate to lie even on very serious things, as we are going to see now. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ, and I warn you against lying. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ, because kadhib, lying, only leads to every bad manner. Now, Pay attention to that. Lying leads to every bad manner. What does that mean? It will make you cheat. It will make you steal. It will make you do all bad things. All bad things. So if you become a liar, then it is possible to do everything bad. Because the iman now is too weak to resist lying. You need to resist and stop lying. So you can then resist and avoid all other bad characters and manners. Isa Salam said, وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ Fujur is, as I said, the collection of bad manners and characters. We call the person who has fujur fajr. Fajr is the one who never hesitates to do the wrong at the presence of people. Meaning, he does not hesitate to speak to a woman wrongly, openly, to the public. He never hesitates. He never hesitates to steal, to cheat. He never hesitates to speak of bad speech. He never hesitates to do anything wrong. What makes you leave? What makes you reach that level? When you start lying. When you start lying, it will lead you to be someone who is known as bold, but in a bad way. As bold to speak up of anything wrong, to do anything wrong. He doesn't feel shame. He doesn't feel shy. No shame at all at this person. Doing whatever he wants to do. And then he says, وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ And this fujur, when the person has this collection of that bad manners, it will lead him to the fire. What does that mean? It will make him stop praying. Because he's fajr. If you go and ask him to come and pray, he might insult you, he might fight you. He's fajr. He doesn't hesitate to do anything now. He does not fast in Ramadan, and he eats openly. And by that he is now doing something that takes to the fire, or a cause of fire. And he will continue on that up to he commit the kufr. Wallahi, I myself saw like that from some people. Who gradually be like that until they even spoke ill of Allah. Openly, publicly. They say they don't care. So, and he saw Salam then said, warning again in that hadith, in that same hadith, وَمَا يَزَالُ الْعَبْدُ يَكْذِبْ وَيَتَحَرَّ الْكَذِبْ And the person will continue lying. And he now enjoys lying. So he look for where to lie, how to lie. What lies he can make, he can fabricate. He finds it something enjoyable. Wallahi, ya ikhwan, I saw some people and I hear some about some people who lie on a way that makes you laugh. Why? A teacher, and not any teacher. A teacher of mathematics, and this is something big, lies to the students something very silly to make even the students laugh at him, and then he gets angry and punishes them. Why? If I tell you some of his lies, you get, you know, shocked. He's a teacher. He doesn't need to lie. He doesn't need to lie. One another man, I hear them myself saying that he went to the States, and in, he was in a hotel in one of these high towers. He said that one day he opened the window, a piece of cloud entered the room, and it started raining inside the room. I said to him, how come you say that? People never believe like this, like these things. And then he said that he went to Japan, and there he drove on a bridge. This bridge is only a snake, a big snake, killed and made as a bridge between two islands. I said to him, how come you say like that? This is a clear lie. People know that this is a lie. He was angry for that. He was told that this is a lie. But look at these things. Who can believe like this? This man now is too sick to the limit that he feels that he's honest. He's not lying now. Look at that. That's why Rasulullah ﷺ is warning us not to lie, and then become the lying become a habit. One other man said that he drove his friend to Riyadh airport. He was in Riyadh. He drove him to the airport. The flight was in about 30 minutes to Dubai. He said then he drove to Jeddah, and he came and he was before him at the airport waiting for him. It cannot be. Driving from Riyadh to Jeddah, the fastest may make it in 5 hours, let's say. Flying that only takes 1 hour and 50 minutes maximum. But why this man is making this lie? Because it become a habit. It become a habit. Many people today lie and they don't feel that they are getting into it now. They say it's a joke only. First time it was a joke. Second it was a joke. Third it becomes serious. Then he loves it. And then he fabricates lying, as Rasulullah said, as what we are going to see, just to make people laugh. He knows, but he likes it. He likes it. And worse than that, Isa said that this person will continue lying until he is written before Allah that he is a liar. If he is written, he's not going to change. Finish. Finish. If he is written there that he is a liar, he's a liar. Why? Because it becomes very difficult for him to come out of it. It becomes very, very difficult. And he might then fabricate lies on Allah. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, ayah 21, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. Who is more oppressor than one who fabricates lies on Allah? Who is more worse than this one? Who can oppress himself more than this person? And some people, and that's why I said, they make yani, lies, and then they start, yani, not only people who are not practicers, even practicers make lies, and they become worse than the non-practicers. Why? Because they continue on lying on halal and haram. As what Allah Ta'ala said, as in ayah 116 of Surah Al-Nahl, وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ. Do not say to what your tongues describe as halal and haram, lying, لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, so that you fabricate lying on Allah. And from the worst forms, one of the worst forms of lying is lying on Rasulullah ﷺ. And look to the books of hadith. The number of the fabricated ahadith are more than the double of the number of the narrated ahadith, even weak. I'm saying the number of the fabricated ahadith. Not even weak, but fabricated. All lie from A to Z. The number is more than the double of the ahadith which are not fabricated but maybe weak or authentic. Why is that? Because these people now finding it easy to lie. And that's why the scholars of hadith in the past, whenever one of them goes to somebody that he hears he has a hadith, and he goes to him to collect this hadith from him, he first of all examine him. He watch him. If he finds him lying, he stop. Yani they say, one man had a hadith, one of the imams came to him to approach him to get the hadith from him. But he saw him cheating the sheep, extending his hand like if there is food in it and calling the sheep to hold it. He stopped. He said, no, a person who can make lie to a sheep can make lie on Rasulullah. So once they find a man making a lie, whatsoever lie, they stop taking hadith from him. Today, a lot of practices make lies. A lot of practices. And they say, this is something small, this is something simple, this is for and the benefit of the da'wah. That is all wrong. This religion is strong enough to stand its own. It does not need us to lie. This is not man-made religion. This is a religion of Allah, from Allah. So we don't need to fabricate lies to support it. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. He the person who fabricates a lie on me intentionally, then he has booked his seat in Jahannam. Not necessarily to be intentionally, because some people they just narrate any hadith. Any hadith that they say, that they see. Once it says, قَالَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, they take it. Without even investigating it, if it is authentic or not. Any book says, Rasulullah said, they just say it and spread it. And that is one another mistake. Because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he whoever says something on behalf of mine or on me that I never said, then he is one of the liars. Then he is one of the liars. So before you say Rasulullah said, you need to make sure that he said it. How to make sure? You go back to the books that authenticates a hadith. Like Bukhari, Muslim, the books of Albani, other books like that. And worse than that, not worse than that, but it is one of the bad forms of lying, is what Rasulullah warned against. A man fabricates a lie just to make people laugh. This is very common today. Very common. They just fabricate, make any lie, to just make people laugh. And that's why he Rasulullah said, as in the hadith reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, and Tirmidhi graded it Hassan, meaning good. وَيْلُ لِلَّذِي يُحَدِّثُ فَيَكْذِبُ لِيُضْحِكَ بِهِ الْقَوْمَ. وَيْلُ لِلَّذِي يُحَدِّثُ فَيَكْذِبَ لِيُضْحِكَ بِهِ الْقَوْمَ. وَيْلُ اللَّهُ وَيْلُ اللَّهُ. Woe to the one who speaks and makes lies just to make people laugh. Woe for him. Woe for him. And while either woe or a valley in Jahannam. Both of them is dangerous. Lying is one of the signs of hypocrisy and hypocrites. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Ayatul Munafiq is thalath. The sign of a munafiq, of the munafiq, is one of three, or three of them. As in the other hadith. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. And when he gives promise, he never stick to it. وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ. And whenever people save anything with him, he deceives them. I said, they three together are a sign of the hypocrite, but one of them is a sign of hypocrisy. Difference. One of them, one of these three characters, bad characters, is a sign of hypocrisy. But three of them is a sign of a hypocrite. Yani when they are all found with one person, then he's a hypocrite. As he sallallahu alayhi wa said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْرَةٌ مِنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْرَةٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ حَتَّى يَدَعَى. Three characters. If they all found in one person, then he is a pure munafiq. And if one of them is found with somebody, if one only found with somebody, then that person has a character of nifaq until he leaves it. Until he leaves it. And then I recited a poem here. لا يكذب المرء إلا من مهانته أو فعله السوء أو من قلة الأدب. A man never lies except if he is thinking that he's very low. Very low, he wants to raise himself. So he lies. Or because he's doing something wrong, that's why he's lying. Or قلة الأدب, meaning the because of lack of the good manners and characters. لبعض جيفة كلب خير رائحة من كذبة المرء في جد وفي لعب. He said, a dead dog, is the smell of it is better than a lie from a man joking or serious. So this was the first part of the khutbah, and then I began the second khutbah, praising Allah, the one who raised up his messenger upon the good manners and the best of them, and I send peace and blessings upon the one who his Lord witnessed him that he is upon the highest level of the best and good manners and characters. O slaves of Allah, husnul khuluq, the good manners and characters, is a cause of having a house in the highest rank of the Jannah, as in the hadith, وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسُنَ خُلُقُهُ. And I guarantee a house in the highest level of the Jannah for one whose manners and characters are purified. Yes, O slaves, the good manners and characters, that which will people love you, and Allah be pleased with you because of it. And by it, in the day of resurrection, you be the closest one to Rasulullah. Look at that now. By the good manners and characters, on the day of resurrection, you be one of those close ones to Rasulullah. And you become one of those whom Rasulullah ﷺ loved the most on the day of resurrection. As in the hadith reported by at-Tirmidhi and authenticated by Albani, Isa sallam said, "Inna min ahabbikum ilayya." Indeed, one of those who are most beloved by me amongst you, wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah, and closer to me in the day of resurrection, ahasinukum akhlaqa, the ones with good manners and characters in this world. The best of you in good in manners and characters. The best of you and manners and characters and behaviors. These good manners and behaviors, he saw Salim explained in other hadith of how to be. He said, Al-mawtu'una aknafa. Al-mawtu'una aknafa. Aknafa means carpet. And this means those who people can step over their carpet. Meaning, they are very easy with people. So people come to their houses, come to their offices, come to wherever they like to come to them. Because they are people of good manners and characters. And then he said, الَّذِينَ يَأْلَفُونَ وَيُؤْلَفُونَ. Those يألفون in Arabic means in English that that people, yani they like people and people like them. So they never hesitate to mix with people. They don't put themselves on, you know, high hills and people down. No, they always like to be with the people, simply. And people, even the poor, love to come and sit to them, because they never find anything that harms them in their sittings. They are very easy and simple and kind people. Those are the ones upon the good manners and characters. But this is only for the believers. As he said, now, and not only this and the highest ranks or rewards in the double section are given to those people of beautiful manners and characters and behaviors. As he said in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, and Al-Hakim said it is on the condition of Muslim, agreed by Zahabi and authenticated by Albani as well. He said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ, indeed the believer, لَيُدْرِكُ بِحُسْنِ خُلُقِهِ, he reaches with his good manners and characters دَرَجَةَ الصَّائِمِ الْقَائِمِ, he reaches the level of the one who is fasting all the days and praying all the nights. Even if he's not doing that, somebody upon good manners and characters, but he's not fasting other than the obligatory fasting. He does not pray all night. He may pray the witr and sleep. But because of his good manners and characters, he would be given rewards that equals the rewards given to the one who's fasting all days and praying all night. What makes you not to be upon good manners and characters? If you are asked to fast all days, you find it difficult. Pray all night, you find it difficult. What difficulty you find in being good in manners and character? Being good with people, being honest, being trustworthy. What makes it difficult for you? All slaves of Allah, good manners and character is giving a lot of reward, not only what we mentioned, but also as the Prophet ﷺ said, as in Sunnah Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad, Sahih Ibn Hibban, and authenticated by Albani in Sahih Al-Targhib, he ﷺ was asked, what is the thing that takes most people to Jannah? What is the kind of worship that takes most people to Jannah? Or takes people to the Jannah the most? He said, Taqwa Allah, fearing Allah, wa husn al khuluq, and the good manners and characters. Not only that, above that, it is the heaviest on the scale and the devil's action. As he said, as in the hadith, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. Nothing can be more heavy on the scale of the believer on the devil's action than the husn al-khuluq or the good manners and character. So we have to exercise husn al-khuluq. Practice it. It comes. If you intend to do it, Allah will help you. And you go gradually, you will have it one day. As what he saw sallam said in the hadith, innama al-ilmu bit-ta'allum wa innama al-hilmu bit-ta'allum. As the knowledge is not gained one time like that, but you need to go gradually. Also the good manners and characters can come gradually. So you need to put a plan for yourself to go on that until you be up on the good manners and characters. May Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are up on good manners and characters. Wallahu Ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. If there is any question, and there is already one question even before I started the khutbah, I saw this hand raised. What's his name? Abu Tawfiq. Go ahead. No sound? What was it? I know why. I'm listening. You know, you can't put two things at the same time. You can't be giving talks and monitor these programs. I'm wondering why. I gave it 3 hours. How come? More than 3 hours, 300 minutes. Right, let's see from Palto. Naam, Ramir, go ahead. No difference, sheep or horse, all animals. Possible, I don't know, horse, sheep, donkey, all animals. Anyway, lying, it means that lying. Lying is one reason for the ulama to stop taking ilm from someone. No. That is if it is with animals. What about with people? When they see someone who is lying to people, definitely they are going to stop taking knowledge from him. Any other question? No question? You don't have a question? Okay, what are the 3 characters I mentioned today? You know? Why? I don't see you sleep. You are awake, mashallah. You know? I know the smile means not. You know? No? You too. You know? Only 3. I just mentioned 3 today. Whole khutbah, only 3. Don't and be. Oh, guys, you were sleeping. In the Arabic khutbah and in the English. Oh, you were talking. Need the youth. Those who need to raise up on this. يا عمير ماذا فعل ابن غير؟ هذا سي أبا عمير. But Abu Umair does not have ابن غير now. They did not understand the question? Okay. Let me just say it in another way. In this khutbah today, I mentioned a hadith that Rasulullah sallam in it warned against 2 bad manners. Character. And he courage for one thing to be aborted. And what is it? still negotiating, discussing, reviewing. You don't know, guys? Okay, who doesn't know, we'll ask him to stand up, raise one foot, one leg, and two hands up. Till end of the... And until Salatul Asr only. Huh? Where is Abdullah today? Okay, anybody else? One who leaves off argument. Yani, to leave argument, that is one. To leave off lying, even if you are joking. And third is good manners, to be upon good manners. So don't argue, don't lie, and be upon good manners. How simple is that? Amen. Is it difficult? It's not difficult to remember. But it is difficult to practice. We said that the one who is honest with Allah in doing and in avoiding these two bad manners and doing the good manners, if he is honest with Allah, Allah will help him doing that. Allah will make him do that. Any other questions? Okay, then inshaAllah ta'ala we'll stop here and we'll see you inshaAllah ta'ala on Friday the 4th of January inshaAllah. Because I'm going to London on Tuesday morning inshaAllah for 2 weeks. But I'll be back on Thursday, so Thursday the 10th, I'll be here inshaAllah. And then Friday the 4th, inshallah, we're going to meet again. So don't forget.